carry more than you need to be carrying, carrying it in this lifetime. Then, death, symbolic death though, not necessarily a real death certificate, something to say it's time to move on, time to do something different, time to make some changes. Don't compare yourself to other people. Don't feel that because you're different, you're wrong. That because you're different, there is something the matter with you. Feel able to let go of those chains, to lift those wings, to soar, to be colourful, to go against the grain. These are all messages that you need to be aware of, to go beyond the illusion, to transverse, to move on, to go upwards. These are all indeed perhaps messages from spirit, messages maybe from the lady who had that death certificate earlier. Be in the moment. Don't feel that you have to analyze, that you have to watch your words. Be in that moment and love yourself, not necessarily somebody else. Look in the mirror and see you, not another. And take time to dream that new existence where you can look up to the stars and acknowledge why you're here, what you're about, and remember that it's for you, it's not for somebody else. Ignore, move away from the things that press you down, the things that hold you in the dark, and step off. Try that adventure. Imagine you're three again. Imagine you can have fun, that it is all light and bright and exciting, because indeed it is. Then you sit there with your jigsaw puzzle and you wonder, why doesn't this piece fit? And indeed think, it might be time to start another puzzle. Maybe that bit is the bit that is going to make you move on and trust and try something new. Because that, indeed, is your next step, to lift your wings and to fly and to find friends. Maybe hanging about in the top of trees. Do merge your branches, but remember to keep your roots separate, to keep a sense of who you are, and to retain control, but at the same time, don't do rigidity. Don't do something that's going to hold you back. And remember that it's quite safe to have a good old cry, because the salt is going to melt that ice that comes into the isolation that came out of the control. The ice, when melted, then leads to awareness where you know what's going on. You know what's happening upstairs. And then, once you know what's happening upstairs, your creativity can step in. You can explore the full spectrum of colours. You can see that new moon in the sky and reach for it. And remember to keep your focus on that new moon in the sky. Don't get bound up in the politics that will weigh you down. Instead, take on the imagery, the mythology of the snake. And with that snake, then reach upwards with that thunderbolt. Feel that kundalini rise and let go. Feel your aura shattered. Feel yourself move. And then it can all integrate. It can indeed be balanced. The eagle can see you. You have turned into a swan. You are connected through the lotus.